What's up, Mets fans? Welcome to the Lotta Mets podcast. My name is Mendy. The Mets are officially back on the field. I know they played two spring training games, but I only watched one because there was only televised one, which is an issue. SNY, fix your programming. I don't want to see the UConn women's basketball team play when I'm missing Francisco Lindor's first career at-bats as a Met. And I am, you know, like, cater to us Met fans, but of course, the Wilpons own it. So, that has to be ruined. So I'm going to recap the second game. Some risers in my eyes, and some players who, I know it's only one game, so I'm not going to overreact, but I'm going to talk about a player who was a big question mark, and he proved it in this game. So here we go, guys. So, I'm sure as all of you know, the Mets won 2-0. The pitching was great, at least up until the 7th inning, in my opinion. Jeff McNeil with a huge monster shot. Albert Amora with a home run to left center. And the Mets closed it out. 2-0 win against against the Houston Astros. The Astros weren't really playing any of their stars. I know that Michael Brantley was playing and Miles Straw, his name is, their center fielder, who I think stole 72 bases in a minor league season, which is crazy, and he got a base on McCann today. But I want to talk about, number one, Jeff McNeil. He went 1-for-2, he made a nice play at second base, and that one hit was obviously a monster homer crush to right field. I honestly think that Jeff McNeil is going to be the team's MVP this year. I'm very big into sports cards, baseball cards, everything like that, and I've been buying him up, because I know he may be on the older side. I think he's 28 or 29. But every year, bro, he's good for 300. At least batting 300. He's good for 25 homers. And man, dude, with the Mets getting so much media attention, I think that this is the year that Jeff McNeil is not only going to become an all-star, but a household name. Jeff McNeil. Like, you're going to see, I wouldn't be shocked if you see more McNeil jerseys than you do Alonso jerseys. I think McNeil is going to be that good. And last year, he didn't hit for power. Last year, power was a big concern for him. He had a bad start. And then I think the first half of the season, like the first 30 games, he batted like 250-ish, 260. And he ended the year batting 311. All right. So Jeff McNeil is probably the Mets' most complete hitter. I know that's crazy to say with Lindor, Alonso, Nimmo, Michael Conforto, all in the lineup. The Mets are loaded. But I think that Jeff McNeil is going to be the team's MVP this year, but that's just my opinion. And I'm spending hundreds of dollars to back it up, so I really hope that he performs. Albert Amora hit a shot to left center field, home run, 387 feet. Wasn't crushed, wasn't that. It was a nice home run. It's always good to see offensive production, especially from a player who bats 167 every year. So seeing Albert Amora hit a home run was kind of nice to see. So I like that. Khalil Lee went 0-for-2. He was the prospect traded in the Andrew Benintendi trade. I'm very high on him too, but he strikes out a lot. I think he had 160 strikeouts in 2019 in AA. But the kid has power. The kid has speed. I'm very high on him. If he could just cut down on the strikeouts, I think that you could see him even this year. That wouldn't shock me. Although, I want to point out that MLB said that they're going to make sure the ball is going to be a little more dead this year. And I noticed that there were a lot of ground balls hit. A lot. There weren't a lot of pop-ups to the outfield or flyouts to the outfield. There was a lot of ground balls. So I'm not going to be shocked if Conforto hits 25 homers compared to 35. I wouldn't be shocked if Pete hits 30 to 35 and not 45 to 50. Because I really think MLB changed the ball the past 2 years, and that's why home runs have just been flying. You know, like, players who usually hit five home runs have been hitting 20 to 25 home runs. So baseball doesn't like that, so they deadened the ball, and I think we saw that this game at least. So it's not going to shock me if the home run rate goes down a lot. Marcus Stroman looked awesome today. I think he had 3 strikeouts. I may be making that up. I don't remember. I'm not going to lie to y'all. But he had 6 up, 6 down, a nice 1-2-3 inning in the first and second inning, and that was it. Jordan Yamamoto, he went 2 innings. He got into trouble in the fourth inning. There was a man on third with 1 out, and he got out of it. He gave up 2 hits, 2 or 3 hits. He reminds me a lot of Jarius Familia in like 2014, 2015. Whereas every inning, there's always drama with him. Always. But he got out of it. So, in my eyes, David Peterson is the 5th guy. And then I think it's Lucchesi. And then I would put in Yamamoto. I don't trust Jordan Yamamoto. But he went 2 innings, 3 hits, no runs. But I don't need the extra anxiety every time that he's in, because he's just not that good. But 0 earned runs, 0 hits. Not a bad day for Jordan Yamamoto. The next pitcher in was Jerry Blevins. Man, the guy's 37 years old. He's not going to overpower you with his pitches. He's washed in my eyes. I may regret saying that, and I hope that I am eating crow and Jerry Blevins is getting big outs for the Mets. But he got first and second, no outs, and he somehow got out of it, so there was drama again. And he's 37. His control was not really there, but he got out of the inning, no runs, couple of hits and a walk. Okay, you move on with life. He pitched the 5th inning. The 6th inning went to Drew Smith, 1-2-3 inning. I was impressed with him, but he wasn't really facing anybody. So I'm not going to go ahead and say, oh, Drew Smith bounced back here. He looked good. And then Sam McWilliams. And he's the player who I was talking about in the intro. Sam McWilliams, the 6'7", blonde long hair Sam McWilliams. Oh my God. I was not impressed with him. Luis Rojas was saying the ball just jumps out of his arm. It has such great movement. He has been really impressive. Sam McWilliams is He has this weird form when he goes to pitch after he releases the ball. He like stands up straight and things like that. And I think it was Keith Aron were saying about how your momentum should be going towards the plate, and after he's done pitching, his back goes right up like towards second base. That concerns me. His control was not there. He walked the batter, and then I think he gave up a hit. I mean, I was expecting more. I don't know what I was expecting from Sam McWilliams. He hasn't pitched in the major leagues. He was a lifetime minor leaguer. The Mets gave him a major league contract. He's supposed to be a big part in the Mets bullpen, and he had trouble pitching to players who are going to be in Double A, which makes sense because that's kind of where he has been every single year. He has been a Double A pitcher. He has been a Triple A pitcher. So like it makes sense, but seeing what I saw, I don't know if I want him coming in a one-run game in the 7th inning, which is exactly why if a Shane Green is out there and he wants to sign with the Mets, you go out and you sign Shane Green. I mean, you can't have a Sam McWilliams come in the 7th inning in a one-run game. I'm sorry, you can't. And everybody's saying, oh yeah, it's only one game. I know it's only one game. But at the end of the day, you can't have a bullpen of Diaz, Familia, Betances, Trevor May, Drew Smith, Aaron Loeb, and Jerry Blevins. That bullpen sucks. That bullpen sucks. And, oh yeah, and Sam McWilliams. I can't forget about him. That's not a good bullpen. Every single year, the Mets bullpen sucks. And it's going to suck again this year. You go out and you sign a Shane Green and you call it a day. Mark Vientos made a couple of nice plays at first base. He's usually a third baseman. The Mets are trying him out at first base. Made a couple of good plays. Not complaining. Pete Alonso at first base. He made a nice play in the first inning. It was a hard ground ball. Got a bad bounce and he ate it up. Ran it to first base himself. That was a nice play. There was a grounder in the third inning to Lindor. He double pumped, and Pete Alonso just missed the ball. But the throw was going to be late either way, so that doesn't really matter at the end of the day, if we're being honest. But Pete Alonso just missed the ball, and that's what happens with Pete Alonso. He went 0-for-2. He had a strikeout in the fourth inning, and I'm a little worried about Pete Alonso. Like, this is a huge year for Pete Alonso. Because if Pete Alonso bats 225 with 30 homers and 65 RBIs, we're looking at another Ike Davis. And do I think that Pete Alonso is going to be Ike Davis? No, not at all. But I'm just saying, this is in his third full season, or not full season, because last year wasn't really a full season, but in his third season, this is a big year for Big Pete Alonso. Anyone else get a hit, really? I'm trying to remember. No one else in the start. Oh, James McCann had a nice strike him out, throw him out, even though he was safe at the end of the day, but there was no replay in spring training, so he was called out. I think it was Ferdis Nova, the Astros' top five prospect. He played shortstop or second base, one of those positions. He was safe, but the umpire called him out. But James McCann has a cannon. Holy crap, guys. James McCann, that guy has an arm. Watching him play catcher compared to Wilson Ramos, oh my God. Mets fans, you're going to love James McCann. He went 0-for-2, but it happens. Pete Alonso 0-for-2, it happens. Conforto 0-for-2, it happens. Lindor had a walk, and Nimmo had a double. He went 1-for-2. Nimmo always has a smile. It makes me happy watching Brandon Nimmo, because he just seems like a happy guy, and if he's happy, I'm happy. Anything else I want to talk about? Nah, that's really it. I caught you guys up. Pete Crow Armstrong played center field. Nothing happened there. Brett Beatty got some action. Joshua Fargas, never heard of him, but he got some action. Ronnie Mauricio had an at-bat. He struck out, or he popped out the catcher. One of those. But that's really it. I hope to be doing a podcast at least Sunday, Wednesday, maybe a Friday. I don't know yet. Please follow me on Twitter @LottaMets. I hope you guys enjoyed. Peace.